All right, so what we left off with yesterday was we're just analyzing the sheet of many Rishonim that shame is essential, was necessary for all Shavuos. But we noted that that sheet itself has two variations. One, no exception. Number two, there is an exception, at least agabe, Shavuos B'Dil HaBa, for the purpose of actually being binding. It succeeds in Asurin. But that's it. There's no korban, no makos, etc. So, this sheet overall, there are two ways to understand it. The first was that shame is just the defining component of lashon shua. Shua, by definition, requires shame. That is the Derech HaMelech. I'll just mention, but I won't go into so much, that the alternative possibility would be to say that it's not that there's one din shame, the chol shua. It happens to be that shame is required in all contexts for different reasons, right? Just like the Rishonim would think that it's required by Dayanim, but nowhere else, and some Rishonim would think it's required by Eitz B'Katan, nowhere else. So perhaps somebody, in theory, could say shame is always required, but based on different Makoros for different reasons. That's in theory possible. I don't know that you find that in any Rishonim. The Rishonim would seize upon local psukim to require for different areas, say it only with respect to those areas, not with respect to every area. But in theory, that's possible as well. All right, so now we come to the primary issue, which is the exception of the Shavuos B'Dil HaBa L'Inyan HaIsur. Again, several Rishonim appear to leave no room for any exception. The Rimigash's language is pretty categorical, as is the Tosos Harid B'Tchilaso in Sefer Machria. When he first presents this Shita, V'chein B'Shavuos B'Toi, V'in L'Tzchai Korban B'in L'Avar B'Vayachel, V'in Lo Yizkir Hashem V'Amar Shavuos Shla'ocha Kikar Zo. So that is a Shavuos Haba, right? And he doesn't say shame, ain't a kump, nothing. Right, so it does sound like he thinks that even the Inyan HaIsur, it doesn't work. There's no exception. Whereas the Rambam and others following him, parallel to him, felt that that's not the case, that there is that one exception of creating an Isur. So that exception requires us to just first look. Why would you say such a thing? What was the textual basis for saying that there is this exception? Especially if you hold, as we'll see, Kol Shavuos Tzarech Shem by definition. So why would you say that you can answer without shame? So here, many Rishonim thought that the exception of Shavuos Bitui, at least L'inyan L'haba, for the purpose of creating an Isser, was evident from a whole slew of Sugyos and Shas, which discuss alternative Lashonos. Lashonos other than the term shvua, just as an example, mita shvua, sigyon yates, lav lav hein hein, which is sigyon medvav, where the Gemara says this works as a lashon of shvua. So their argument is that these cases must be without hiskaras hashem, and therefore, inasmuch as it must be without hiskaras hashem, it follows that no shame is necessary. Again, at the very least, you have to say for shvuas bito l'haba. Now that argument, the crucial premise there, obviously, is that the cases are not simply cases which don't mention shame, but which, of course, involve shame, right? Where the person is saying shame along with these things. And they argue for that based on two propositions. Number one, they say that the din is, the Rabban and Chachamim, and others as well, the din is that shame itself counts as a Lashon Shvua, probably Tamiyah, I forget to, at least L'inyan Shvuas B'Dil HaBa L'Esor. Shame alone is sufficient for that. It's effective. They thought that this emerged from two Gemaras, one in Avodah Zarah, one in Nedar. Not to get into it. And number two, that given that that's true, that shame itself is effective, if shame were mentioned in these cases, it would be completely irrelevant whether these other words count as Lashon HaShua. What does it matter if lav, lav, hein, hein, or even just lav or hein? What does it matter if that's effective as Lashon HaShua? If you mention shame, and shame is effective on its own, so these things are irrelevant. But that was the basic. Now, with this argument, they therefore said anytime the Gemara says, for example, lav lav is lashon shvua, or mivta is lashon shvua, it must be that these things are without shame, because if there were shame, right, then it would be binding regardless. However, the Rambam evidently saw things differently, because when he paskins these alternative lashonos, the lashonos of lav lav and mivta, he mentions that they're effective. Vuhu sheyaskir shame. These work, but you have to say shame. Chena omer lav lav shnei pa'amim derech shvua o hein hein v'hiskir shame o kinui harei zeh nishba. And he says also, chen yamin shvua v'smal shvua shenemar nishba Hashem b'minu v'zro'o V'chein omar mifta. Shalosa kach v'kach. V'hizkir shemo kinoi. Arei zo shua. So obviously, right, he didn't agree with this interpretation. It seems most likely that the Rambam disagreed that shame itself is effective. That's the most likely interpretation. He didn't think shame itself was effective. What he did with those two gemaras that I mentioned several ways ago, the Machan Ephraim, he saw the Machan Ephraim, discusses it. It's a very compelling explanation. But leaving it aside, he didn't agree that shame itself was sufficient as a shuah. This is how the Meiri explicates it. The Meiri and Dafchaf and Eichutim, of course. The Dafchaf Amanav says, "Mikom makom lamadatem midivrei gedolei mechabrim, kafilu hiskir as a shame ain a shvua anshi yas b'lashon shvua." It must be that he doesn't agree with those Rishonim who held that shame itself is sufficient, because they had a compelling argument if shame itself were sufficient. Im lo kein matzar chashneim. Right? If shame alone were sufficient, why do you need these other things too? So it's clear, it's evident that Ram didn't accept this and felt that shame itself is not sufficient, and therefore when these Gemaras talk about mifta and blah blah, they mean it with shame. Okay? So that's those Gemaras. However, nonetheless, Rama Paskins, like you said explicitly, the word shvua asers even without shame. Amar Allah o aru or shvua velo hiskir shame velo kinoi. So you accept him saying a plum, but he doesn't. He says velo hiskir shame velo kinoi. Hareza asa bedamar shenishvala. Ava ina loka velo mevi kyok korban v'chul v'chul. So, the Rambam answers even without shame if you use the word shvua. And I believe he does this as well for kinuya shvua, meaning shvuka, shvuka. Why do I think that? Because if you look at the very next line, right, velo shvua bavad, this is now halacha hey, ela kol kinu shvua kishvua. So he quotes kinuyin on the heels of his having said that if you say shvua, but you don't mention shame, it offers, and he says v'chena kinuim. So I think he's not just introducing v'loshvu b'vad al kol kinuim. He's not just introducing the din of kinuim. He's saying that whatever I've said about the term shvua is true also of its kinuim, shvuka or shvuka, right? Kiyosh hayu. So he passes like that. These are just garbled forms of the word shvua, and the people that were inarticulate is not became ain't, right? Shvua became shvusa, shukuka. Or he says, "Oh, shayu aramin shaloshan shvua b'lashana mumsa." Right, so he says some of these are actually the equivalent language term for shvua is mumsa v'hayu ha'ilgi mechanan nasa v'omrin muha, right, or mohi. Kevach aramin lashon shemashmo v'niyana shvua reizachad kmin shvua z'lashon shvua. Notice here, what doesn't he say that you need? Shame. The contrast is striking because the very next halacha is vav. Then he says, "V'chein aramin lav lav shnei pamim v'hushi yasker shemo okinos." So I think in the Duyok in the Rambam held that this din that he had mentioned in Halacha Dalet regarding the term Shavua, that if you say Shavua and you don't have shame, it succeeds at least to Aser, right? That's true also of the Kinuyim of the term Shavua, Shvuka, Shkuka, etc., or Moi. It isn't true of these alternative phrases and words that are not substitutes or garbled forms of the term Shavua, but just other things that kind of signify, you know, making a commitment, the sort of oath-making languages, but not the word shvua. He thought those did require shame. And I think the idea, presumably, is that it is true words signifying oath-taking, let's say, are indeed effective to aser, even without shame. I think this is the way we explain it. But whether certain words signify oath-taking in the first place might depend on whether it's accompanied by shame. The term shvua, independently, inherently, intrinsically, is an oath-taking word, as is the words that are just garbled forms of it. So there's a din that if you take an oath without using shame, so it does aser. But words like hein hein, lav lav, just other words in the Hebrew language that are not intrinsically oath-taking words, they only become oath-taking words if they're said in the context of a shame. Lav lav b'shame. So then already we understand you're taking a shua, then it has a din of a shua. But absent shame, it doesn't succeed even to aser because it's just not a lashon of oath-taking. What seems to have happened then, and this comes back to the point, which is what was the basis for saying that there is this discussion, what seems to have happened then is the Rambam felt that the Mishnah in Nedarim, that case, it's impossible to say that was b'shem. With regard to Kinuye Shvua, he accepted what Rishonim who bring the Rayas, they bring these sugis together, say, lav lav, hein hein, Kinuye Shvua, all these lashonos of Shvua indicate that you don't need shame. But the Rambam did accept that regarding kinuy, there couldn't be shame there. Why not? right? Why couldn't the rabbis have understood that shame is being invoked here? So it's not because of the argument that the Ram says Altar, if there were shame, why do you, right? Because we know that the Ram doesn't believe that. Ram held that shame alone isn't a vision, hence you need, right, to know that mid does Lashon Shvua, otherwise just shame wouldn't work. Right? So why would you say then about Kinuim? What do you guys think, right? There was another argument, a very compelling one, found in Rishonim, which is what? What was the other argument found in Rishonim that Kinuim Shvua, the Mishnah of Kinuim Shvua, must be without shame?
Because it's so chiddush to have kinoi, like an alashon of kinoi, meaning it's the same thing. It's a big garbled form of shvua we said before. So, you know.
But I think the Rambam learned that using the term shvua works to aser without shame, right, from the sugya of kinoi, and thought that if that's true for kinoi, obviously it's true for the pristine forms of it shvua, right? That the garbled form works without shame. So obviously the main, you know, term. You know, is that what this, I think, is the makor for the Rambam regarding the term shvua as well. He actually got it from the sugya of kinuyim, but why? Because the other argument, the compelling argument that Tosrid presents, not the argument that, well, if there's shame here, why do you need? He didn't present that one. He presented an alternative one. He says there's two deos on the Gemara on Daf Yud. What are these kinuyim? Right. So there are two different interpretations. Rabbi Yochanan, I believe, says that it's what the Rambam paskins, lashon ilgim, right, or lashon uva olam. These are actual terms that people had said, by which they meant shua, whether it's because it's a different language or because, you know, they were just inarticulate. That's one interpretation. The alternative, though, is Reish Lakish, right? Is it Reish Lakish?
Yes. Yeah.
Right? Who says that? What is it? Lashon b'shabadu chachamim. These are lashonos that the chachamim are introducing and inventing. They want people to use these terms instead of the term shua. And why? Because if you say the term shvua that naturally is accompanied by, follows the, you know, off the tongue, shame, and there's a concern. What's a concern? You're going to end up saying Lashem Korban, Lashem Neder, or Bashem Shvua, and then you'll forget to do the second part and you end up having Hashem Shemayim Vatal. The concern is these other Lashonos are just naturally bound up with shame, and it exposes us to the possibility of having people violate the Isser of Otsah Shem Shemayim Vatal. Correct? Right? Tamamai Tekinu Banu Kinui, the Lo Lema Korban, the Lema Korban, Dilma Amar La Hashem, Lo Amar Korban, the Kamavik Shem Shemayim Vatal. So Dilma Amar Bashem, the Lo Yomar Shua, and Kamavik Shem Shemayim Vatal. So they therefore invented these words which don't have the natural instinctual association with shame. Shvu Zashuku, a person doesn't instinctively say shame. Right? And therefore, this would solve the problem of Chotash Shemayim Vatal. So the Rid asks, it seems to be, I think, a very compelling point, right? And I believe this is what the Rambam, why the Rambam felt he couldn't say that these cases involve shame. So the Rid says, Din Isa Ditzart Lahaskir Shem Beshvua Kedefrishis, like I thought beforehand, In Kain Lama Tiknu Kinuyim Beshvua Kedeshalo Yaskir Shvua Beyavo Lomar Beshem. All right, Ata Matzricho Lahaskir Hashem Beshvua Atzman. You need to say shame. Otherwise, it is Beshvua. If you need to say shame to Aser, so then this whole takana doesn't make any sense. You still need shame. The kosher can be kinuyim. Elo lashonina in amar b'shvua hare kisher atma b'shvua, etc. And therefore, mishum haki tiknu chachamim kinuyim shlo yamar shvua v'yaskar shem. I believe that is, you know, trying to reconstruct the Rambam a little bit. That's where the Rambam thought must be there's this exception, right? Because that's a very compelling argument, right? That the whole point of kinuyim alibi de Reish Lakish is to wean you away from the natural instinct to say shame in addition to the word, so then apparently you don't need to say shame. Right? That is a very compelling question, and I think that's probably why the Rambam agreed kinuyim are without shame, and hence he derived from this that there is this exception. Alright, so that brings us now to two issues, two things to analyze, which is number one is going to be just on how to understand this exception. Number two, which we'll deal with first, I guess, is we saw there are Nosei Kehilim and Tur argue that the Tur holds that there's no exception, that Shvua alone without shame doesn't work for anything, not even to Aser. Right, the Bach and the Marshal, that when the Tur says V'yesh Omrim She'ein Shvua Elam Kein Shvua Shem, says the Drisha, right, V'yesh Omrim She'hiviyam HaTur Sfir Lehu Da'afilu Iser Lekah Bach Mashra Minab De'Belo Shem V'kino Ein Shvua Afilu Le'Aser De'Lo Huzer Akam. So the second question here, which we'll deal with first, is just what do they do with the riot? I mean, that's very compelling, yeah.
I don't know if this is going to be addressed, so I'm going to ask before we move on. if it's true that the way that you're explaining it, mm-hmm. then according to the Rambam, there's that word, oath-taking words are chal, and some words.
For the purpose of just for an is binding as a commitment, but not that you violate. Like I said, you will have to get to the nature of it, but you won't get mocked.
Something
like,
happens.
Right.
And then, but certain words need shame to accomplish.
Right.
Like, so blah blah.
Right.
So if it's true that kinuyim, we're applying the writ to the Rambam, and kinuyim were originally introduced to distance someone from shame.
Right.
Why introduce lav lav at all? If it just it's gonna bite you, bite you back, and then you're gonna have to all of a sudden bring shame on Hashem. If lav lav is just an extension of kinuyeshua, then why include it at all? It's defeating its own purpose.
I don't know that the Gemara says that they introduced it. They said that it counts, meaning that it would be binding. You say.
Right, it's not just an extension of Kinyan Yeshua?
No. It's, well, when you say Kinyan, meaning it's not a garble form of the term Shua.
No, it's not Yochan, it's Rish Lakish.
No, I don't think the Rish Lakish thought that blah blah was something that we wanted you to say. He wanted you to say Shuka, etc.
So Rish Lakish would say that blah blah could be like, he would agree that it could be a reveal kind of type of thing that's just like people happen to say it and we know what they
mean. That's the sugya that came up was somebody who says blah blah, that is a Shua. Not that this is what you should use.
Not as a prescription, but just...
No, it's not a prescription.
It's a reality that's being recognized.
If somebody says, if I say to you, don't eat. You say, I won't eat, I won't eat. Or I won't eat, right, b'shem. I won't eat, I won't eat, b'shem. Right, says the Gemara. This is in the Rish Lakish, right? That is binding. We don't want you to say b'shem, because we're worried that anytime you say shame, you might say it, right? But it is binding, is this rule? Correct. The only terms that were being pushed...
Described, yeah.
Yeah, prescribed were these other terms, correct? Uh-huh. Yeah.
So, okay.
Yeah.
So what's the mechanism of lav lav just existing? Meaning, why does lav lav work?
It's a lashon reshua. A person signifies that he needs to be taking note. If, so what I'm arguing is in the Rambam is if he says it with shame. He says, yeah, I want to eat, I want to eat. Okay, it's just like, okay, guys, just, you're annoying him. If he says, for shame, I won't eat, I won't eat. Then we have the lashon reshua and then it'll work.
But he says Shuka, he doesn't need a shame.
Right. That's in the Rambam, I think that's what you do in the Rambam. Just reading the Rambam, so how does one avoid this conclusion? I mean, it seems pretty compelling. One possibility would be to go in the direction, before we get to one I think is compelling, that this is not a real din shur. The mission, what it means is there's an isser, there are banan, right, which I think people attribute to the Machaneh Ephraim. Do you guys saw the Machaneh Ephraim? Does he say that?
He said there was some
about
the Isser.
About the Isser of Kinuyim?
About the Isser of Blishem. But the Isser of Blishem, he says it's...
Can you read it to me?
Yes.
I went over... Everybody quotes me saying that, but I could not find it. I think it's
the same. Something
really come up here.
Okay.
Maybe it's a different Kabbalah.
It's a different Kabbalah.
Yeah, he says the Rambam Zal Eino Ela Midivrei Kabbalah.
Okay, well that will have to come back to.
Does that mean there are
no? I mean, we'll come back to that.
Yeah.
What?
In the first paragraph.
Well, we'll discuss. That's part of the next part. Right, the part.
Oh,
the primary
verse. The full shul of his spirit is Shem Rashi. The Rambam Zal Eino Ela Midivrei Kabbalah. Tim Chazer Menishba B'Shem Megad Hashvua Harishon Amekayim Es Hashnia.
Maybe that from that line, but Midrash Rabbah will come back to that. That's the Ron's suggestion, but we'll see what he's answering with.
The
that
last
question.
Line seems to say that it's like, meaning if one trumps another one.
Maybe. We'll come back to that. But all right, so if you say that this is only a Darabanan, that's one possibility, I guess. The difficulty with saying that here is then we'll be forced to distinguish between Kinu and Yadarim and Konamos and Zeros versus Kinu and Shvua, because regarding Kronomos from the zeros, it's clearly fully effective Minatora. This is status changes Minatora. And the zeros for sure is, right, it's a dim Minatora. And there are things that, if it's not effective Minatora, you can't then proceed to do. So we'll say Kino and the zeros works on Minatora, and Kino Shua only works in the zero button, maybe. But I think that the alternative is more likely, and that is to insist that the din of Mishnah here really is Bhaskar Shevul Kino. So how do you get around the argument? So I think, I haven't seen this, I think there's a simple answer to this question. The Isser Hoskar Shem Shemayim Levatala. So what does that apply to? So the Rambam writes that the Isser Hoskar Shem Shemayim Levatala applies Dafka to Shemos Miyachadim. Now, here's one of the cases I've mentioned to you guys. This phrase, Shemesh Miyuchadim, in the Rambam, it's a little bit ambiguous. Here, the Mechaskinach is Mesupak. Does the Rambam mean by Shemesh Miyuchadim, Shem Yuchad, which he's calling Yuchadim because of the Rambam, there are two, Shem Havaya and Shem Anus, right? We discussed last time. And the Rambam held that Anus is also on the level of Shem Havaya. Right? So, maybe that's what he means, or does he mean Shemesh Miyuchadim? He means even Shemesh Hamachakim, not Mina Lalachas. Is there a problem saying Elohim, right, with a hey? So the Mechasinach isn't sure. He thinks maybe not. But either way, what's self-evident is that it does not apply to Shemesh HaNimchakim, the Kinuyim. Right? The Isser Hotzah Shem Shemayim HaVotel does not apply to Rachum, Chanum. So given that, I think there's a simple way to deflect this argument. The Ridge argument was, how can Shem be required for Kinuy? If the whole problem that Kinuyim, Peter Shagash, was intended to solve, was that people were we didn't want people to invoke shame with the Lashon Shvuah of a Neder, right? That was his question. So the answer, I think, for the Yesh Orim, let's say, Batur, is very simple. What's required for Shvuah to be effective is shame or kinu. Shame or kinu. Rach and Chanun, these are effective, right? The Thil Rabbanon, at least, that disagrees with Rav Chinam Bar Idi, who we paskin like, kinoi is effective. Now, regarding kinoi, there's no concern for Atzah Shem Shem Ba'atala. And therefore, when Chachamim were concerned for the exposure to Hatzah, Shem Shemayim, the Batala, so they wanted to shift the Shvuah B'Shem to a Shvuah B'Kinui, right? Where the Shvuah is valid, but there would be no concern of having a Hatzah, Shem Shemayim, Batala, because even if somebody were to say, B'Misha Shmo Chanun, and then forget to continue, there would be no problem of Shem Shemayim, the Batala. They wanted people to swear B'Kinui and not B'Shem or Shem Shem Nuchaki. But the problem that they face is that the terms Shvuah and Korban are all instinctively associated with Haskar Shem, Adnus, or perhaps even Shem Avaya, and that's because, very simply, we're people of the book, and through Rachum and Shechon Torah, these terms are bound up with the Shem Ben Dalad Osios, whether Kiksi Vaso with Avaya, or Kikriyaso Adnus, right? Ish Kidor Neder LaShem, Kisador Neder LaShem, Korban LaShem, Ola LaShem, Zevach Shalom LaShem, Neder Nazir, Lazir LaShem, Ashpiacha b'al Hashem l'kei shemayim. Yitain Hashem l'chvel al shvuas. Hashem l'kei chadir v'shmot yishaveya. So people who listen to Sukkim, so the word shvua, they're hearing shemadus, right? This is what you're hearing Kriyas Torah, right? So you say the word shvua, it's just naturally connected instinctually with shemadus. It rolls off the tongue. And the phrases that the Chachamim, they would have liked you to say, to avoid the shem shemayim l'vatala, those were quite unnatural, and they were against the, you know, the grain and the instincts of people. When you say Nazir la Mishnah Shmo la Archapayim. Ani Nishba Bishmi Shishmo Chanun. It doesn't fluff, right? So that was a problem. That was what they were facing. So to better facilitate the usage of Shemos that were effective as Shvuah, but didn't have the problem of Shasha Shem Shemayim Vatala, the Kinuyim, so the Chacham invented new Lashon HaShvuah that did not have that instinctive association. It's no more natural to say Shkuka La Shem Anus, then it is to say Shkuka La Misha Shmochan. You know, Moi Be Misha Shmochan. Moi Be, it doesn't follow. Right? You don't just naturally roll off the tongue like it does with regard to Lashon Shvuah. So that was exactly what they did. They introduced these Kinuyim because they're words that don't have the natural instinctive association with Shem Anus. And therefore, you could substitute Kinuy. You can put kino in there, and that was something which would facilitate not having a problem with Shem Shemayim Vatala. What do you guys think? I mean, I think that's so compelling, I don't know why the Rambam then would have been bothered. Meaning,
What problem? Yeah. You just explaining the problem you're trying to solve. Because no one says that. No one says you should use kino shame no, over.
No, that's not true, because that's what I'm saying. If you look at the Bach, the Drisha, they say that when a person says, right, Vayesh Armacher Via Matur, Svirlo, the Filu Isser Leka, meaning that he said, Vayesh Armacher Inoshu, Elm K Nishwa Bashem. So the Bach and the Drisha, they both say, it doesn't actually, it's not effective at all. So what I'm saying, I'm asking, so then they must have felt, right, this Mishnah is Davka Be'askar Hashem, unless you say it's not a real Isser, which is the alternative, right, maybe it's only their button, but the alternative is, it's with shame, these people. But the question is, we need still need shame, so we need to get rid of the problem.
But how do you read Rish Lakish in a way that works if shame is still required? Right. And the answer is that it's equally... Okay.
Because Kinoi fits the...
This is only within Rish Lakish, though.
Yeah, although I... So, okay, so what Asher is saying, I thought about it. What Rashi is saying, I think, is right that maybe Shlakish and Rabbi Yochanan disagree about whether or not shame is required for Shavuot. I mean, it's possible, and you could say, well, Rabbi Yochanan could never have agreed to Reish Lakish because he thinks he can't get rid of shame and still have an effect of Shavuot. I mean, it's possible to say Reish Lakish had this argument. Rabbi Yochanan thought that was crazy because, of course, you need shame. How can you have a Shavuot without shame, right? That's a lot to put on Machlokas who doesn't mention anything about shame. I think it's possible.
Saying,
yeah.
According to the way that you're presenting it, it sounds like Reish Lakish is more like, or however you want to say it, is more like zero. Maybe it's like
it's a zero. You could say it's a legal act that they did.
Right.
Yeah, saying it's a zero invites a question, which is a fascinating question on its own, which Rishon were bothered by a little bit, which is these new languages that work in Minotaur. So the answer is yeah, you can invent the language. You even have it underlined.
No, sure.
Right. Shall we call it? What?
Shall we find it again?
Okay, so perfect. It's like you're Mechavi.
That's
the other one, right? He says, again, it has to be that the neder, that's what I'm saying, the Machan Ephraim supposed to answer, requires you to say, with Kino Neder, that's the Raisa. That's why. Because neder has to be deraisa, so the Rishon bothered by it. How does that work with Reish Lakish? So they say, right? Kedai gamar be deraisa. Shari kol halashonos inan ella haskamas uma ve uma lo gara haskamas chamin zal me haskamas zal. Right? Yeah. So they're chal deraisa. That's why zera. Who's a zera? He's a zera. Yeah. It's fine to call it a zera. Just recognize that. But what they did was actually change facts on the ground. They made words that now mean these things, and that's chal as in Torah. Yeah. Yeah. What were you saying? I just want to clarify. It is technically possible to say, you know what? That's also subject to Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. This question that we're dealing with, shame, is it necessary or not necessary? That's sort of the subtext of Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. You might say Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish thought this is what meant, just trying to wean off shame, and Rabbi Yochanan thought that can't be possible because we need the shame. Shame is required. So therefore, when we possibly like Rabbi Yochanan, we have a problem. I don't think you want to put all that on. I mean, that's making the major locus of the issue here something which they don't even mention. Ika Fasman Savory always, you know, hesitant about that. Yeah.
That's like part of my confusion. If you say that the Rabbanan Lefi Reish Lakish is the reasoning of all the
Rabbanan Lefi mean the
Reish,
what do you mean?
Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish.
Yeah.
And yeah. Well, Lefi the Rabbanan because you pass like the Rabbanan. So and that just means that
Rabbanan about Kino, you mean? About here. Let's say Rabbanan about shame.
By us, by Shrosh, meaning about shame.
Right.
But not needing shame.
Right.
So that. What's the difference between Rabbi Yochanan Lefi the Rabbanan and Rabbi Hanina Bar Ili who requires shame? You're making them the same shita.
No.
Yeah. If
how am I making the same shita? What I'm saying, that's about Chalish Tanan. We pass on like the Rabbanan, right? We pass on like the Rabbanan. That's clear.
Then it comes out that Rabbi Yochanan also passes like Rabbi Hanina Bar Ili.
No, why?
Because your Shlakish holds that. We're scared of mentioning a shame, not because a shame is part of a shvuah.
No, no, we're scared because
it comes along the psukim.
No, what I'm saying is we're scared. We don't want to risk hotzah shame from the hotel every time somebody wants to make a binding commitment.
Right, not because the shame is part and parcel of shvuah.
No, no, no.
Shame also mentioned in
the psukim. No. What I'm saying is so let me clarify. What I'm saying is there's a shita that holds. Without shame, you can never have any kind of binding chalos, right? You always need shame for shvuah, right? Mm-hmm. We can still very easily understand kinuyim need shame, even if you're Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish is saying, we have a problem here. We're risking people saying shame in a way that violates the Yisro HaTash and Shana Vatala. Because they want to create, you know, they want to make these nidarim and shvuos, and they're saying shame miyuchad. Perhaps you could say a shame hanimchak, but let's just say shame miyuchad, I think it's the most likely situation. Right, neder Hashem, shvuah Hashem. I say Hashem here, I mean Shemadnas, right? It's a kinu to the kinu of Hashem Elayim. So they're saying that, and that's a problem. There are going to be a lot of people that say Hashem. What did I eat? Right, and they just forget. So you end up having a Hashem from Hamatala, a very serious issur, and we want to avoid. So what are we going to do? We're going to urge people. Like this is what he was thinking. Let's urge people to say, don't say. Bashem. Say b'misha shmo chan. You lose nothing in terms of your effectiveness as a shvuah, given that we paskin like the Rabbanan, right? It is completely effective as a you need shame, but you don't need to have shame miyuchad. Kino is effective. Misha shmo chanun, misha shmo rachum, or rachum chanun, gadol bagibur nakel. scuttlebutt keyboard. So just use these. That was what we would have really preferred. You know, we solved both problems. Number one, you can still do these things. You can create shvuah. You can create isurim via your keyboard because these work as shvuahs, lashon shvuah. Number two, there's no possible exposure to a risk here of hotzah shemai batala, because even if you were to forget the rest of it, if you just say b'mishi shmo rachum or chanun, that's not a problem,
right?
So the issue, the reason that we had to have a lashon shabbat chachamim is because there was an instinctive association with the words, right, the Torah's words for shvuah and korban, with what it's always written with in the Torah, which happens to be Shem Amos. Right. Even if you all like Rabbanan, but they acknowledge the Pasuk, though, says Vashbiyacha Vashem, okay, Shemayim. Pasuk is Vashbiyacha B'yud Kei Vav Kei, or B'shem Adnus, right, if you're reading it that way. So they just don't think that's the din. They think that's an example of a shame, but that's not the halacha. You don't need it to be the shame of Yuchad. Problem is, though, that people, they read Chumash, they hear Chumash. If you're going to Chris Torah, they hear Shem Adnus in the context of Shavuah. They hear Neder Lashem, Neder Lashem, Neder Lashem, Nazir Lashem, Nazir Lashem. Shavuah Bashem, Shavuah Bashem. So when they use these words, it just was impossible to get them to stop saying Shem Yuchad, which wasn't necessary for them, but it was just instinctive.
Right.
So instead, in order to give us a good shot here, we just created a new language which doesn't carry the instinctive association that you hear in Chumash. Don't say Shvua, right? Rather say Shkuka. Shkuka b'mishi shmachan. That's not any less instinctive or natural than Shkuka b'shem Adonis.
Right.
It doesn't carry the instinctive association. You don't start thinking of Avraham Avinu who said, Vashbiyacha b'shem l'keshamayim. Right? That's what I'm saying.
And the only and so then it comes out, and just, thank you. So then the machlokas, Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan is just, do you need that type of takana? Like, are we...
No, I think it... I mean,
are we so scared that that's going to happen? Are we so scared
No, the Gemara doesn't address it. They suggest two different origins.
Right. Yeah.
Of these kinuyim.
Right.
You know, as far as we know, Yochanan went first. He was a Rebbe, right? So he went first and he suggested this is what he thinks. And Rish Lakish thought, no, this is where it came from.
But he didn't knock.
Is that a machlokas about history? Probably not. One can start wondering what's according to Rabbi Yochanan, we don't have to be concerned.
Right, that's right.
But maybe he thought we didn't, you know, that kind of thing is not that usual for people. Or maybe he thought that's just not how it happened. These actually aren't terms that Chum never came along and just like a consultation. Guys, let's start, you know, let's contact Merriam-Webster and have it, you know, put the new word shkuka in. And this way people, they never did that. It was just something that sort of arose organically, either this way or that way. But so... We don't need to, but that's a question regardless. I mean, that's not a question. I mean, it's a question regardless.
Yeah.
You know, what do they think about the other's reasonings? Is it just not focused about what happened? It's possible. It's not like a question you can just look up. I mean, this is looking into, you know, ancient history for them. So maybe they didn't think that there was halakhically problems with that you know each other's was compelling from a halakhic perspective. We don't know, but that's a question either way. Okay. All right. So that's what I think. I admit, once I thought of this, I felt bothered by it. Because it seems so obvious, right? Meaning, the Ritter makes such a big deal about this question, but it happens to be not the case that, I mean, there's a whole set of shemos that don't need to be, that there's no problem with Asad Shemayim at all of it. So you can say, yeah, we do need Shemu Kinoi, even though we're concerned about Asad Shemayim at all, because Kinoi doesn't have, so I don't know why the Rambam would say, I don't know why the Rambam wouldn't have thought this. Maybe you're thinking, you know, once you're starting to conserve for Shashash Mahavatala, the possibility that maybe you'll say, so then once you require shame or kinui, you're just opening yourself up to that problem. Maybe that would be it's true that you thread the needle here, but, you know, if we're trying to, you know, establish Gidarim to prevent this possibility of, you know, shame for my matala, so you start, you know, people aren't undone. You start saying, do it, Mishish Mo'arachim, and say, hey, wait a second, why don't I go to the shame bit, Taharuth? You know, you're going to start having, you know, cliques of people with special minyanim that, you know, they say the shame, you know, they. So, you know, better just to do it this way. All right. You know what I'm talking about, I'm sure. What?
My brother goes to Uman every day.
I'm not saying anybody in particular. All right. So, now we'll just start, I guess, the primary issue we're dealing with here, which concerns the how do we understand the exception? Right? Textually, we have to answer that question, but conceptually, Rimagash, the Yesh Arum Shabbatur, right, according to the Bach, these are smooth conceptually. There's just no exception. There's no such thing as Shavuot without shame. So, of course, it's not going to affect any din of Shavuot because it's just not a Shavuot. So the question is, compelling as it may seem textually or not, right? from various recorders of the Gemara, but how do you understand it? How can that be? So here, the one who I think people think is addressing this question explicitly is the Ran. The Ran, right, who says, you know, that there's no shvu, but b'li shame. Shvu is by definition part of shame. But, and then he quotes the Rambam, right, that except for la'asor, then he says, but hold on a second, well, how does that add up, right? That's the way the Rambam presents it. He says, canal if he did very round, shapasak v'ezmen of shuas, l'choshu v'kum min shem v'kinu v'makot v'korban, v'al isa lo min shem, b'im shvuak ba'ala b'im v'arur, then he says, v'achi nami muchach l'taman. So then he says, here he quotes the pasuk by Yoel Shalasan. So, something that this is answering our question. What's this halacha? It's not a din Torah. It's rather a din, it's a separate din, midivrei Kabbalah. How to understand it, still open open question, but that's the makor, that's the authority under which this is binding, midivrei Kabbalah. Now, this, I think, there is a long history of thinking that midivrei Kabbalah is an independent source of legal authority. Somewhere, in fact, in between Deraisa and Derabana. Right, dini midivrei Kabbalah. It's like it's not quite Mea Torah, but it's more than just derabanan. The history, I believe, though, starts with Achorah, and in particular, I think the Turi Eben is the first one who kind of put that on Shulchan Malachim when he I think he, if I recall correctly, the Shagas Aryeh in his Sefer in his Kibur on Skidush Megillah wonders whether or not a person who's mechuyav in Mikra Megillah midivrei Kabbalah can be yotze with somebody who's reading it only midirabah. It was only included in midirabah, whatever the case might be. And the Prima Gadim, in his Psicha Kalelas al Rachayim, he first goes to the Madregos of Dinim, so he puts in between deraisas and derabanan, midirabah kabbalah. Right, so it has a very distinguished.
Who's it?
Well, he puts midirabah kabbalah in the Prima Gadim. And the Psicha Kalelas al Rachayim says there's Torah. There's different kinds of Dini Torah, then there's different Kabbalah, then there's Derabanan. This does not appear at all in Rosh Hashanah. And it doesn't appear in the Gemara. Divrei Kabbalah in the Gemara, it does say it's Kedivrei Torah, but the Indian specific point, which is in Sikha B'chiza. You don't need extra legislation to buttress it, because Divrei Kabbalah, Kedivrei Torah. But what I think, I'm pretty sure that most of them understood this to mean is because it's in Psukim, it's in the Mikra, everybody can see it, you don't need to enforce it, you don't need to build supports around it. As opposed to something which you only know from a Chachamim, people are going to say, well, I never heard that halacha before. So because Divrei Chachamim are not, you know, readily available in Ksuvim, right, so then they need Chiza. That's all it means. It doesn't mean that it's independently binding, it simply means that this law is found in Kabbalah. People in Divrei Nevi'im Ksuvim. And in fact, I think that at least for major Rishonim, the major Dalei HaRishonim would discuss this question or things around this issue, I think that would have been impossible to say for them, that Divrei Kabbalah is an independent source of authority. Precisely because, right, Rashi, we've discussed this a couple of times, right? Ein Navi Yeshaya Chadosh Davar Me'akev. You cannot have a Navi who says something, who's saying something to Ruach Kodesh B'Nevuah, is not, it cannot be an independent source of authority of law. There is maybe a machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban. What do we do with Psukim and Nach that seem to be B'derech HaTzava, right, B'tzivui? So the Rambam says that all dinim that are found in Nach, says the Rambam, is in Sharish Baal. Dinim found in Nach are all Midirabanan. The binding source of the authority is Chachamim Shegazri and Tikkun. And either Bua is simply representing that which was decided upon by Chachamim, right, or it's just reporting it, right? But it's not the Nevuah as an independent source of authority, it's just simply the same as Dinim Derabanan. Mikra Megillah, the Rambam says, it's the Kanas Chachamim that you find in Divrei Kabbalah. The source of authority is just Rabban, right? It's just a Din Derabanan. The Ramban actually has a strange line for the same reason that you know, the Rambam stresses this point, but the Ramban has a strange line that any time you have Derech HaTzavah, Navi is saying do something or don't do something, and it's something which is Lodoros, has to be Daraisa. And why? Because he says, Ein Avi L'Chadosh Davar Me'ata. So, Ein Avi L'Chadosh Davar Me'ata, so this din can't be a new din. It has to be reporting on a dindaraisa. How does that work? So what he explains is that one of these is based on explicit Gemara and Tainus and other places. So Gemara says about a din, chiyamisa for up. Yeah, that we only know it. The Gemara says, where do you know this from? Yecheskel. Gemara says, okay. And before Yecheskel was said, kame damar Yecheskel mi amra. Meaning Yecheskel can't be introducing this halacha. You're telling me it's been nevuah that we know this? Ain't nobody shalash or me'afta. He can't have been mechadish a din here. So who said it before then? What is the Gemara answer?
It was just
an asmata. It's a halacha from Sinai that he's now just, he happens to be talking about and urging people to follow the halacha that was a long-standing halacha of halacha from Sinai. The first time we see it and that we know about it, therefore, we who are living, you know, in the times of Chachamim, the first time we see it written anywhere is in Yecheskel, but he's reflecting a Mesorah of halacha from Sinai. The Ramban says that. The Ramban also suggests that it could also be a Perush of Pasuk Shel Torah. This is just an understanding, interpretation of something that's in the Torah. So it's binding as it's in Deraisa, but not because of what the Navi says. The Navi is just reflecting how the Pasuk is understood. Right? I think it's also compelling to say that it could be also reflecting Svara. Maybe Mitzvah over there might be an example of this, where if it's a Deraisa, right? So Ani Hashem Soni Gezal Ba'olah, that's the Makor that's studying Gemara. If you think it's Deraisa, I think it's possible to say that it's just me Svara. Hashem said, Lo Sigzal. You think it's okay if you bring a Korban that's stolen? Right? So I think it's possible too. But either way, everybody agrees here that it's impossible for Dibre Kabbalah to be originating legislation. And therefore, although there are many who say, if you look in the Ma'adirim, they always quote the Ban, where do we get this thing from? It's halacha in Dibre Kabbalah, as opposed to those who think that it's either the Rabbanan or it's a Didarais. Ron says Dibre Kabbalah. I think that is not the question he's answering. He is not asking if the Din Shvua of the Torah is only B'Shem, what's the source of the halacha that asers? These took him in Nach. He's not saying that. He's just telling you how do we know this? What's the raya that there is such a halacha? And the raya is, you see already, it was practiced in the times, right? By Yehoshua Sa'am, there was no shame. So it must be, we know this, that it's true, not that that's the source of the halacha, though. Not that that's the legislating makor. The legislating makor has to be sought elsewhere. So the raya, I don't believe, is answering this question at all. He's just asking, how did Chazal know that you can have a shvua b'li shame? Well, they knew it because they saw that that's what happened in Psukim, in Vien. But not that itself is mechadesh din. So that doesn't answer the question. And therefore, we need to ask, what is the makor for this halacha? Even the Ron, I don't believe, is addressing that. So what is the makor for this halacha? So here, I'll just, I don't want to take too much on now, but. So what does the Mabit say? Anybody remember? Yeah?
So it's basically just
Yeah, Mabit says halacha from Sinai. He actually, I don't remember if he mentions around my name, or he cites by Yehoshua al-Sa'am, right, that there was no shame there. And of course, you have to ask the question, but where did Shaul know that from? But he suggests, exactly like the Gemara says in Tainus regarding another case of this where you have a din that's first ever found in Yecheskel, it was halacha from Sinai. Alright, so that's possible. If it's halacha from Sinai, my inclination is to think that this is just conceptually, to think about it as an independent halacha. It's not that halacha of Sinai is teaching you shvua b'shem is only for the purposes of korban and makos, but not for the purpose of the shvua creating isurim. That you don't need shame for. I think if it's halacha of Sinai, usually halacha of Sinai is completely divorced from mikra. That's how the Rambam actually describes the difference between a perush. Right? The Rambam says that the kernel and Hakdamas Perish, the kernel of Torah Shavuot Teh, were actual particular dinim, right? That come in two stripes. There's Halacha Shem Sinai versus what he calls Perishim HaMikubalim, right, which Rama always signifies in Mishnah Torah as Nipiyah Shmua Lamdu, that are oral traditions about how to interpret the Pesukim. The Rama thinks that's exactly the distinction between Halacha Shem Sinai and Perishim HaMikubalim, and that's why he only finds so many counts of them. Like Rambam's like, these are the halachos of Sinai. It's possible these are all of them. These are row of them, maybe even all. But he says the difference between these and Perushim HaKabbalim is these are not trying to interpret or explain to you what's written in the Pesukim. These are independent. So given that, I think halachos of Sinai, if we're saying it's halachos of Sinai, it means that we're not dealing with the din b'shvua that you find in the Torah. We're dealing with a separate, independent din that creates an iser. Doesn't have any of the halachos that follow from having a shvua, which is why there's no korban, there's no mankos, there's no etc., etc. Right? Just an independent din. That's one possibility. An alternative possibility, which is mentioned already in Rishonim, either as an interpretation of the Rambam or just on their own, you find in Rin and the Riyaz say that what? What did they say to din? What? Where does this issue come from? If you need Shvul B'Shem, Midin Bal Yachah. Right, they say that it's enough le'inyan yisr bal yachah, and they explain this by referring to the concept of yadayim. Right, yadayim, we find Gemaras talk about it explicitly in the context of nidarim and nazir. The makor in the Gemara, it's a question the Gemara deals with in nidarim, dakimol and datalad. The Gemara provides different possibilities, different opinions. Either it's a deal from the pasuk of ish oshaki aflilin nor neder nazir lazir lashem, which comes to introduce the concept of yadayim, either benedarim, and then we extend it to nazir, or from nazir and we extend it to neder. There's a hekesh there. Either way, somewhere from the pasuk, it's signaled that this concept of yadayim. I forgot to mention, right? Yadayim is just where you start a dibur, which from which we clearly understand where you're going, and you just don't say the rest of the dibur. We consider it as if you said the dibur, and therefore it'll have the requisite color. This is the famous Ron. He thinks that, like, when I say harei zeh asur lai, so that itself is only working as a yad, because the fundamental component is just the Ron sheet of the famous sheet. The fundamental component of every neder is shekorban, a fasa. You need to be makdis from a korban, which has the status of kadoshim. So every neder, when I say harei alai neder, right, that works with din yad, because we just add in tikorba. But there are other examples, yad, right, where you say, you know, a nazir walks by you, we say, aha, I'll be like him, right? Where I didn't say aha, nazir, or meaning nazir kamo. So that too, that's called a yad. Now, how does this apply here? How are they applying this concept here? So one could have thought that maybe the assumption here is that yados also to apply to shvua. It also applies to the institution, to the din of shvua, right? And that seems to be a machlokas, right? The Mishnah does not say yados shvua kishvua. Tosfos on Alatar in the beginning of the Nedarim think that there is no such concept of yados or shvua. It's dafka from these psukim which speak of nazir and neder, and that's where it's limited to. Other Rishonim disagreed. Chachmei Sfarad in general disagreed, and the Mi'ri cites Machlokas about this. He himself thinks that Rambam does not believe in Yadus Shvua because he just doesn't mention it anymore. But maybe they do. Maybe they think Yadus Shvua exists, and this is working with Dinyan. However, while it's possible, I think there's some things that are unclear about it then. Number one, why aren't you Chayav a Korban? Nor is it Evan why we're discussing only Bayachel and not those who show the Shaka. Right? If this is a shvua, and the finish is, you can have a shvua, right? You need shame, let's say. But yad works, so then why are you talking about bayachel and not losa shavu? It could be you might answer that question. That's because losa shavu, maybe you disagree with the Rambam. Losa shavu only applies to la'avars, and bayachel is always the isser for futures. I think if you look closely, though, either way, I think if you look closely, they have something else in mind. And I guess I'll just conclude for now. I think he's saying that there are actually two parshios. I think the Riyaz in particular is saying there are two parshios concerning lashon shvua. One parsha, you might say, is the Torah's Shvua. The Pesukim that speaks specifically of the legal institution of Shvua. In different contexts, for different purposes, Lo Sheshev Elush L'Sheker, Nevesh Kishavah L'Vatei B'Shasayim, that's the Din Korban of Bitoi, or O Matzah Aveda V'Chi Cheshva Ben Nishva Al Shaker, that's Shvua Sbikadon, Shvua Sheshev Tevi Nishneim, Shvua Sleyanim, right? These are Pesukim that are speaking specifically of Shvua. Then we have the Lashon Shvua from Torah's Neder, from Parshas in the Darden. Lashon Shvua also serves as a Lashon of Afla, of a binding commitment, sort of parallel to Neder. Lashon Shvua is one form of imposing a binding commitment like a Neder, like a Lashon Neder. This is in fact based not on the Pesukim of Losi Shavu, this is not based on those Pesukim at all, it's based on the Parsha of Neder. It's actually a Pasuk in the Parsha of Neder, and the Parsha that introduces the Din of Neder says, Ish Kidur Neder Lashem, O Hishavah Shvua, the Pasuk Parsha, the entire Parsha goes on to discuss the Parsha Nedarim. That's a Parsha Nedarim, and the words in Shavash Shvua appear there too. I think what they're understanding is that Parsha is Mechadish, an additional din concerning Lashon Shvua. Not only that Lashon Shvua creates a Chalo Shem, this independent concept, institution of Shvua, it also is a form parallel to Neder of Lashon HaFla. It's also a Dibor Shafla, by which I can impose a commitment upon myself. And what I think they're saying is when it comes to the Riyadh thing, when it comes to Lashon Shvua from the Parshas Shvua, so Yados Mami Parshime. There's no Din Yados there. Where do we get Yadim Idaim? Where do we find Idaim? With regard to Neder, with regard to Nazir, with regard to Lashon HaSafla. In fact, one of the other Deos is Midaik, the fact that there is such a thing, on Daf Dalet, I believe, that the Makor for the Din Yadayim in Nidarim is Kechol Yatsemi Pi Yasek Kechol. And that's the Parsha of Ki Ish Kidor Neder Lashem Oy Shaval Shvua. So it's the Parsha, it's the Din, the Lashon Shvua as a Lashon of Afla, like Neder. There you do have Yadayim. Right? There you do have the concept of Yad, that's where you find it. And so when it comes to Lashon Shvua as imposing an Isser, right, as a kind of a quasi-Lashon Neder, right, as a Dibor Sha'osa, you know, mix of binding commitment, you have the Din Yad, and therefore when you say Lashon Shvua, even though the Lashon Shvua is Shvua Vashem, but we have a principle here, Kechol HaYosemi Pi, when we apply the Din of Yad. That works for Bal Yachel. It does not, however, work for anything else. Right, the din isur is kind of a din. It's a din neder. It's not really a din shvua. For din shvua, for all the hilchos shvua halachos of shvua, right? The concept of institution of shvua. For those, we have no such din of yadayim, and therefore we can't do without your being maskir or shame. I think that's very compelling. If you look at the language of the Riyaz, it says emes vada de inas karas shame ben nedarim kev neder davar nidor or matoro leyachal boro the rabbi achoni edus nedarim ben nedarim. That parsha of Lashon Afla doesn't require Shem Shemayim. The Hu Adin Nami in Nishba Lahaba, the Amar Ani Nishba Sha'esa Kakakakh, or Shlo Ese, Lo Gara Mi Noder Ani. That works as a kind of a parallel Lashon Afla. Right? You're committing yourself to something Bedibur. The Ka'i Bival Yachel, Alfilu Bala Askar Shem, Rafilu Amar Hareya Hu Alai Nami, Lukuli Lukule. The kevan shekibah alav derech neder, amar Torah lo yachal, vapilu below askar shem nami, the gabay yisr bal yachal, ain't sarach askar shem, the lagara mi yados nidarim. It's not like this is yadin yados shvua, it's yadin yados nidarim. Yados nidarim also apply to the lashon of shvua as a lashon of afla, right? Aval gabay shvua se edus sarach askar shem, the chen kol shvua shehid l'shavar de lo shayach baba yachal. But for dinim of shvua that don't involve this afla, right, that don't require, that aren't dinim of lashon afla, those are dinim shvua, dinim. So for those, you need change. So constantly done. So that's one possibility. We'll see. I think in the Rambam this isn't true, because if this were true, if it's really an issur b'yachel, then presumably you should get malchus. But the Rambam says explicitly you don't get malchus for this. Right? The Riyaz does not say that. The Riyaz, as far as I know, thinks that you do get malchus for b'yachel. So I think we'll have an alternative. Maybe I'll just say it now and then we'll, yeah, quickly. I think the alternative is simple, and it's basically the same, working the same lambdas that we just said, but not that it's Bayachel. Bayachel is limited to Neder. Rather, if we look in the Rambam, I think we find that there's another possibility, another candidate for the source of this Isser, and that is the Mitzvah Saseh, Motzah Svasech HaTishmor. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah quotes the Mitzvah Saseh, Motzah Svasech HaTishmor, Vasitzah Kesher Nedad L'Hashem Lokecha. And the Rambam cites this, that there is such a mitzvah in Sefer Mitzvahs Asay Tzadiyal and Mosadarim Aleph Dalid, right? That's a mitzvah to keep your commitments b'neder. Now, even though the Rambam makes it sound like Bayachel and the Lav of Bayachel and the Mitzvah Asay of Moses Sefer Tishmor are twins, they're just the Asay and Lav reflections of each other, I think we can medag in the Rambam there's a discrepancy. If you look in Hilchos Sedarim Perek Aleph Hilchos Dalid, you see, he says, "Mitzvah Aseh Shel Torah Shekayim Adam Shvuaso O Nidro Bein Shayav Minidre Yisur Bein Shayav Minidre Hektesh Nemar Motzah Sefer Tishmor Vasisa Kasher Nidarta V'Nemar Kechol Yitzayim Pivi Aseh." That Kechol Yitzayim Pivi Aseh, it's also part of this Mitzvah Aseh. Notice he mentions Shekayim Adam Shvuaso O Nidro, but when he mentions the Los Aseh in Halacha Hey, all of a sudden something's missing. He says, "Ha'Oser Atmo Min 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 Imachak Yon Shemar Bukhul Bukhulay." But Achal Mehen Choshu Lokim in a Torah Shnemar Lo Yachal Tvaro Shein LeDarim Shir Shpo Another Midivrei Midavar Reisik Mefarish Poshu. Only talking about Nedarim when he speaks about the Isser of Lo Yachal. And if you look in Sefer Mitzvos, the same thing is true. If you look in Sefer Mitzvos, the Mitzvah Asay of Tzadi Yalid, he mentions Shvua, but when he discusses in Los Asay Kufnun Zayin, right, that's the Isser of Lo Yachal Tvaro. So in other words, that forbids, that's the lav of future commitments for shvua. But the asay, kechol ha'yitzei pi ga'asay, that's true bein b'shvua bein b'neder. It's consistent in Rambam. It's different mitzvahs too, right? The mitzvah asay of kechol ha'yitzei ga'asay, that does include shvua. The mitzvah los asay of le'yachel does not. Right? The mitzvah asay in Tzavi Dalet, this is the mitzvah asay of mitzvah asay tachishmor, right? So he says, "Nisach is dividing the kain komash kibamu on nafshenu b'dibur mishvua v'neder b'tzaka b'korban." Right, so that's mitzvah say shetiyan the kain komash kibamu on nafshenu b'dibur. And in fact, we look at the I think in the Kava tradition, it says b'milas shvua v'neder, etc.
He doesn't say b'dibur.
What do you have?
This the bar liner.
Yeah, what
is it? Because you remember the kind of Kol Mashi
Kibano Amav Shenu. Yeah. Bemila Shvua. Veneder, right?
It's stuck over Korban.
Exactly. So this is, so I think it's quite likely that the Rambam held, this is not a Din Shvua. This is a Din of Mitzvah Seh, most of the Hishmor. The Mitzvah Seh, Neder also includes anything where Mekayim Amav Shenu Bedibor, Bemila Shvua, or Neder. So if you use Mila Shvua, there's a Mitzvah Seh. That's why it's usher, because you have to be mekayim them, as I said. Then you understand also, okay, so what's the nakaminas of that? You have to be mekayim. And what if I don't?
There's no korban.
It's only as I said. Right, so I think that fits nicely. That's where this din comes out. It's shvua requires shame. It's not shvua without shame. There's a separate mitzvah say, though, that anything you're mekayim al-atzmecha, b'mila shvua, b'neder, etc., that requires, that's chal, as a mitzvah say. That applies even without shame. You're using the word shvua, you're committing yourself to something, so that mitzvah asay applies. That's why it's aser. But given that it's only that, and not din shvua, so then what happens? No makos, no din of lo sishavu, no din of etc. So that, I think, is, to me, the neatest way, most elegant way to sort of understand this halacha in the Rambam. It's a din deraisa, it's a mitzvah asay, though, not a lav, of mitzvah tefetishmor, kechol yitzim pi ga'asay. So that's where that issue comes from, but other than that, shvua, right? Shvua, but dina shvua, qua shvua, do require shame, yeah.
First of all, is in your edition of Lo Sasei, does it say application shehu below shvua?
Yeah.
Yes, it's very strong.
That's my point. The discrepancy you find in the Halachos Hilchos Darim, Alef Paragraf Alef Dalet Hey, is exactly reflected in Sefer Mitzvos. The Asei mentions shvua, the Lo Sasei does not. In fact, the Lo Sasei mentions shalom shvua. And I think that the Lo Sasei Shua is covered entirely by Lo Sasei Shua, yeah.